When Governor Scott suspended 81 massage therapists for having fraudulent licenses in September, it was because a Clearwater police investigation had found telltale signs of a human trafficking operation.
We encountered several women who didn't speak English, couldn't read English, couldn't write English, so that obviously raised a red flag as to how would they obtain their certification.
That's Clearwater Police Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Watts. Scott traveled to Hillsborough County to publicly sign the 81 suspensions.
If you want to break the law, if you want to prey on the vulnerable, if you are in any way in the business of human trafficking, you don't want to do it in Florida.
Florida is the third most likely place in the U.S. to find people enslaved and forced to work, mostly in the sex industry. That's according to a report from Florida State University's Center for the Advancement of Human Rights. Many times massage parlors are the front for the illegal sex trade. But a bill headed for Scott's desk after unanimously passing the Senate on Tuesday is aimed at curbing the practice by limiting massage parlors' hours. The bill's House sponsor, Dave Kerner, a Democrat from Palm Springs, told the House Judiciary Committee earlier this month law enforcement officers thought it was a great idea to prohibit massage parlors from operating between midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning.
You know, this isn't going to eradicate sexual trafficking, but it's going to be a very powerful tool for law enforcement and our prosecutors to get into those establishments and start cleaning them up while maintaining and, quite frankly, raising the professionalism and integrity of the massage therapy profession.
The bill originally had run up against some pushback from massage therapists who worried the state would confuse legitimate establishments with the illegal sex trafficking fronts. And in the version of the bill that eventually passed, the prohibited operating time was shortened by an hour. Representative Matt Gaetz, who chairs the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee, says the final bill is something everyone can agree on.
Also want to thank the practitioners in the massage industry who are legitimate, who are an important part of our economy, who are doing the right things, and who want to make sure that we get people who are using massage establishments as a front for brothels and prostitution rings out of the market. So it is a perfect example of corporate responsibility.
The bill also prohibits massage parlors from being a permanent residence. The only exceptions to these laws would be massage operations in hotels, hospitals, airports, and a couple of other places where people are already likely to be awake at all hours of the night. If Scott signs it into law, it would be the latest in the state's ongoing fight against human trafficking. The legislature passed a comprehensive measure last year to strengthen Florida's criminal penalties for human trafficking. David Wilkins, Secretary of the Department of Children and Families, says the state is waking up to the high number of young people being lured into sex work.
The phenomena that has occurred is a perfect storm for the bad guys. The war on drugs has been working. These bad guys are looking for other ways to make money. And children as a commodity is a reusable resource to them. And then the social networking has created a marketing tool that is magnificent for them.
Wilkins made those comments earlier this month at a teens-only town hall meeting at the Capitol. He says now that the causes have been identified, the cavalry is on its way to help the victims.
And we're creating safe houses across the state for children that have been involved in this, and they need both protection and treatment to deal with the trauma that they have been forced to go through, that those services will be available. And I'm convinced that we're going to stop this horrible crime very soon.
Governor Scott has a week to sign the massage parlor bill. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.